Well, now the comments are away and all the plugs and everybody's all over in here, appreciate you coming on and taking some time out, Sam, from your rigorous scrim schedule.
Rigorous. Fucking taking zinks in the boys. Dude, did you guys see my tweet today?
No, what was it?
Dude, I tweeted, what was it, man? I was like, when it was like a tale of two stories, and it was like the day, or like yesterday when Damon woke up, he's like, do I have to get out of bed to stream or to scrim zinks? And like none of us replied, and he didn't get up for scrim.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
3 hours later, Seattle tweets the fucking retirement tweet.
He said, does that mean you have to get it F bed to play Zinc still? Like,
he just didn't woke up. There was nothing after that. He didn't show up for the rest of the day.
Damn. Well, we'll get into that stuff later on, but we're going to kind of paint the picture of, you know, this whole year kind of and talk about it so we can circle back and, you know, start from the beginning if we need to. So going into this year, obviously you had an immensely successful team last year and a great year overall individually and, you know, as a team. Going into this year, I'm sure you had some high hopes knowing that you're still one of the best ARs in the game and forming the team. How did that go down and, like, did you get what you wanted going into the year?
Definitely what I wanted. So coming off of last year, you know, obviously we had a lot of success with 100T and, like, normally, like, everyone kind of freaked out that, like, we didn't try to stay together or there was no, like, public discussion about what happened with the roster. And essentially what happened coming out of last year was Austin and Ken, I guess, like, had a conversation that they wanted to play. And then I knew Austin, like, wanted to play in LA or, like, just like a major city like New York, something like that. And I didn't know if Austin and I would continue to play because obviously, like, betting on the 2AR meta is, like, kind of a 50-50 kind of thing because last year was really the only year that it has ever worked. So I don't really think that there was a possibility of Austin and I staying together. So him and Ken went together, and then me and Ian went, and then Preston immediately, like, literally as soon as we lost champs, Preston was on Atlanta, basically with Chris and, like, that whole roster. So that was, like, always a thing with everyone from FaZe. So it was me and Ian left, and I wanted to keep playing with Ian. You know, he's one of my favorite teammates I've ever had in my entire life. And we were just, like, trying to figure out some options, and we were trying to construct some rosters here and there. There was a lot of things that fell through. There was, like, some Dallas stuff. I could have been on, like, a weird mixed match roster there. There was an opportunity that my old 100 Thieves team had for all five of us to stay together, but that ended up falling through because Austin and Ken were both in LA already at the time. So there was a lot of things before I even joined Seattle or, like, the organization came together whatsoever. And me and Ian, obviously, again, we're a team of two. And everyone, it was like a really weird situation. I think everyone already knew the rosters that they wanted going into the following year, which is this year, obviously. And I really, like, didn't put much thought into it because I figured that there would be some form of 100 Thieves staying together. But, like, once Austin and Ken, like, kind of told me that they were doing their own thing, I was like, oh, well, shit. Now I gotta go out and, like, figure, like, you know, try to make a roster. And, like I said, I spent, like, maybe 2 weeks hitting people up, but at that point it was, like, it was already too late because, you know, everyone already had team of twos, team of threes. Damn. Like, with an AR, and there was just, like, there was a lot of bad timing on my part, I could say. So Jerry obviously didn't have a team. We had a lot of success before, so it was me, him, and Ian. And then from the very, not I wouldn't say the very beginning, but, like, when I originally started to try to construct the roster, it was Alec and Dylan. And I mean, like, everyone knows that at this point, and they got an offer from Chicago to go play there, and they left with, I want to say, like, 3 to 4 days until we had to submit a roster. So me, Ian, and Jerry were, and there was, like, also a lot of stuff that happened there, but I'm not going to get into it. So me, Ian, and Jerry were sitting in TeamSpeak, and we were like, well, we are super giga-fucked because there's, like, we were literally pulling up, like, a full-blown Wikipedia of, like, COD players that were, like, we were just, like, fastball, like, beat, like, bro, we were just like, dude, everyone has a team. They're, like, we are screwed. And we were looking at the TeamSpeak, and at the time, Brian was going to sign with Florida at the time because, obviously, he lived there. He was in Korea, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was going to sign with Florida at the time, like, literally the following day. And we were in TeamSpeak, and I looked down, and he's in the channel underneath of us. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to go, fuck it, dude. I'm just going to go ask Brian. So we go in there. He's like, yo, you want a team? And he's like, absolutely. So we were just like, all right, cool. We got Brian now. And then for some reason, no one hit up Damon, or like Damon wasn't even an option to a lot of people. I don't know what was going on with him or like Chicago or like anything about that at all. But Jerry ended up hitting up Damon, and he obviously didn't have an offer for whatever reason. So that was our roster.
Damn.
I think so we heard from Prim before that he wanted to stick with Damon, and that's why Damon was, thought he was with Prim the entire offseason.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of like I said, there was a lot of Dallas stuff. Like there was a lot of rosters and a lot of back and forth. There was like a roster with like me, Dylan, Kyler, Illy, and like Jerry or something like that. Like there were so many different iterations of rosters within those 2 weeks that just like never actually worked until.
So Sam, did you omit anything from that story in the beginning of the year? Did you leave anything
out? I omitted.
Were you offered a spot on a team that you declined?
No.
Okay.
I was offered organizations, but a spot on like a roster that I wanted to play on that like I thought could win. No.
Because
there was a time that I could have been on Optic, but it wouldn't have worked because again, it would have been like me brand. I was going to be in there for Cap, but again, like there was just so many role clashes there, and like. I didn't think that it would work out that well, so I didn't say no, but it wasn't a real opportunity, but it was discussed.
Okay, so like you didn't get any offers from like Empire Phase
Huntsman. No, I was gonna be on Dallas for there's a lot of like random mixed match rosters with like Dylan and
ATL. Jerry, didn't offer you
all these guys. No, ATL was a full blown roster as soon as Champs ended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I received
an anonymous tip, Sam, while you were speaking, that you got an offer from ATL.
Anonymous tip. It could only be like five people.
That is 1,000,000% cap because I would have accepted that in a heartbeat. Okay. I did not get
an anonymous tip. He got an offer from ATL and he declined.
Did not get that.
Wait, what do you think Sam would have accepted if it wasn't a Supermax offer?
If my team, if I'm Mike, absolutely. Are you fucking kidding me? I have an army of fucking minions, bro. Absolutely. that Atlanta roster was like literally a team the day Champs ended. So that was never even an option.
The way it sounds kind of beginning of the year, you know, sum everything up is, you know, it's kind of a clusterfuck. And what you really wanted to do fell through last minute and left you in a tough spot. So you kind of really didn't have any options, you know, once that fell through your initial plan. You know, with Alec and Envoy, other than to make the team that you have, really, right? So
pretty much, into a corner.
Do you think with like you guys struggling, you like circle back to that thought often, like
every day? No, I still give Alec shit about it. It's like, dude, this entire year is your fault. I give him shit about it. And I don't like, I care, but dude, if I was him, I would have done the same thing. Like going to Chicago in that situation, it was just a better move on his part for branding and how good the team was. So I can't fault him for it at the end of the day.
You have any follow up to any of that, John?
They ended up forming on paper what was like a pretty decent roster. I think going in, we all knew that the team wasn't going to be that good at search.
Yeah, I mean, we're not fucked from the beginning, but like we were just on the back foot from the moment that the season started. So
exactly, you guys were a bit on the back foot, but then you guys formed a team that people were pretty much putting in like the, I guess would say like the second tier of like the preseason predictions. But then the season started, and you know things started going downhill for you guys.
Yeah, obviously. No, we're definitely in like the it's like a B tier for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
When did you know like? There was going to be either a lot of work that needed to be done. Like, was it off the jump you knew that? Or
no,
did
you just chalk it? Probably the first event. Like, we were struggling pretty hard in scrims. And, like, that was the beginning of the year. I didn't really attribute that to the roster being bad. It was more just, like, growing pains with the game. So, first event, like, we didn't play that well. And that was, like, Minnesota or something. And, like, we choked 2-4 in Toronto. We were pissed, but, like, they were game fives. Like, we could have won them. So, at that point, I was like, okay. Like, yeah, the roster isn't what we wanted. Like, we're in a weird spot right now, but, like, we can salvage it. And then we went to London, and we got absolutely peed on, and we beat the Gorillas. And, like, that was the only thing that mattered. Like, we lost to Dallas twice or something. So, at that point, we were like, okay, with the new format this year, like, it's really, really hard to be bad a lot. Because, like, if you're bad for a stretch of time, like, you're screwed for the rest of the year because of the format. Yeah. You're fucked. So, at this point, I'm immediately stressing. Like, it's two events in. I'm like, dude, like, if we continue to suck, like, our seed for champs is going to be horrible, all this stuff. And so, I was, like, in my own head at that point about the roster and, like, what had happened. So, probably, like, London was when we dropped in. Like, that was the point where it was like, all right, we need to figure something out here.
Yeah, because I think I was like, they had to have known like right away, because in the beginning of the season, it was sort of like, everybody in scrims was saying Seattle is terrible, dude. Like, I don't know how they're so bad.
We've been ass since day one, brother.
I mean, at least when I was coaching, you guys were one of the teams that everyone knew they was just constantly bitching about the game. It feels like, I mean, everyone knows that not every pro likes this game, right? Like, that's not a secret to everyone. But it seems like you guys were amongst the teams that bitched the most about the game. And, like,
I mean, I'm not going to come out here and lie, bro. Absolutely. I mean, it's just so much frustration this year. I can't even sum it up.
Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe, and I'm Sue Bird. We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show. A Touch More.
New episodes of A Touch More drop Tuesday only on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.
So when did the first idea like come to your mind about we need to make a change ASAP? And like, was there any plans that you had that kind of fell through or anything that was even remotely possible?
Like, when did that begin
and what were the changes that you had in mind?
So it began at London when we sucked. And at that point, Ian was like super like not into the game at all. Like
the first event, he,
yeah, no, it was
that was the first actual
yeah,
event.
First actual event.
Minnesota was like the launch,
the opening or whatever. So that like Ian was like super out of the game. Like he really wasn't taking practice that seriously. Like he, I don't know, like he was like trading stocks like mid scrim shit like that. Like all those memes. So like at that point, we knew that something needed to change. Like we needed just something because again, like if you were bad for a long time, you're just screwed. So we benched Ian for Casey, and we got better. Like. Really, really better. And then, like, for whatever reason, just like we got on one day and just all the practice went exactly backwards. Just for I can't even tell you what the reason was, but we just got on one day and all the progress that we had made since that roster change was just gone. And then, whatever the event was after London, like, we just lost again. We beat the Gorillas, like, lol. So, like, it felt like we were making progress, but it wasn't showing in our standings and, like, beating other teams. So, I think there was just a lot of pent-up frustration because, like, we made this change. We went through this whole thing, benching Ian, and it, like, just didn't work. Yeah. So, it just started to compile on top of each other. And then, you know, like, the back and forth with Ian and Casey. And, like, yes, there were options for roster changes. They just never worked because the structure is the first year of franchising and roster changes like aren't easy to do. I don't know if either, like John, you probably know, but
I mean, yeah, I don't think there's been one other than Pristini to Chicago. I don't think there's been one actual move this whole entire season. And that, zero to London, but I think both those teams just like released the player, right? Like,
yeah, like, yeah, pretty much. So like from where we were starting, in terms of like salary space and player trading options, like we were again just like on the back foot. So trying to go out and get players, like we've been doing that. We've been doing that. Like we're not just sitting here getting shit on. I promise. Like it was just we tried so many different things and all of them have failed. So it's a real tough spot to be.
So what's your mindset right now? Now that you're what's the team now? So it's you.
It's just
Tab, Slack, Proto, and Pander.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And, yeah.
That's a little bit different than your 100 Thieves team, you know? When you look
just a little. Yeah, no.
I'm not trying to shit on like the on Proto and stuff. These guys are like pretty good Call of Duty players.
There's a difference between pretty good
Call of Duty players and like competing to win championship.
Today was our first set of scrims with Nick, so that was a good time.
Just think about all the subs in the league and like how much those subs lucked out like by you guys just being ass.
Everyone was clowning us for picking up like competent subs. Not like because Casey's my friend, obviously. So everyone's like, "Oh my god, it's a fucking friendship league! Like you just picked up people because they're your friends for a free $50,000." Like, no, dude. Like we literally need these fucking players. Like we need to play.
Yeah, that's true.
Like we're not the only team, but like we're one of the teams in the league that are like genuinely using our subs. You don't have a coach and a content creator on the bench, so it's like it's a weird spot. Don't worry about that, but it's a weird spot to be in. I'm tired of everyone talking shit, man.
Yeah, they all said it was like you picking up your best friend, bro, blessing him.
People are saying that a lot, but I also don't think that people understood how difficult it was going to be to make moves going into the season. So no even if they had like subs that they didn't actually intend on using, they figured we would just make trades like you have in the history of Call of Duty for like 12 years and just say, hey, you guys want to have him and him, but it does not work out that way. And then you kind of just stuck sucking like in traditional sports.
Yeah, it just goes back to the first year of franchising. There's like growing pains within organizations and roster changes and like how to handle salary space and like actually maneuvering trades. Like it's nowhere near what it was in the previous years. So like it's just...
I guess that deems a good question. Like going into like future years in the construct of teams, do you think you would like almost talk to the rest of the guys and be like, maybe we should take a little bit less salary in case our team is ass and we need to make a change? Like
I mean, from my experience this year, absolutely.
Yeah, like
because the salary cap and like the ability to make moves has impeded this entire year. Like everything, we've tried to make so many different things happen and they're just impossible. So it's like. It just sucks.
That's from your experience, but to talk about the other players, what about the other people on other teams who are having success with their teams?
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be a lot harder to get them.
I can't speak on their behalf, but on mine, yeah, I'll absolutely take less money to have some maneuverability if this situation happens again.
That's pretty much what's making it so difficult for you guys is that. Like I know all of you guys are getting paid a decent amount. It's gotta be
it's that and some other stuff.
I don't know if it's I can't make it public. I'm not sure if it has been made public, but pretty sure they have some interesting clauses.
Oh yeah, there are some interesting clauses.
That are not in other teams' contracts. So
yeah, that is one of the other reasons.
Damn, I want to know what this clause is now, bro.
I'll poke you after this is over.
Right, poke me after it's over, bro. He's like, I don't want you saying this shit on the show.
There's some things I can't come on here and talk about. That's fair. Definitely one of them.
So how has management been throughout this whole process? Like, they're definitely, obviously not pleased, but are they supportive? Or are they kind of on the stance of, you guys need to figure this shit the fuck out?
Well, it's a little bit of both because, like, they understand the situation from the beginning of the year. Like, they knew that we didn't get the roster we wanted. So immediately they didn't expect, like, anything crazy. But, like, just the amount of, like, roster changes and, like, trying to maneuver around like the politics of this league this year. Like our management is ridiculous because like they've been trying so long to just try to make things to work. And I just like, I feel kind of bad because it's just like every day there's just like something else. Like, what about this guy? Like, what about him? Like, you know, so they've been really cool about it and they've been really supportive. Like, honestly, I figure they'd be a lot more frustrated than they are, but I mean, yeah, that's just because
has anyone on your team like gone to them and just demanded to trade themselves as opposed to like making a move to get people to your team? Has anyone been like,
oh, we sat down,
I want to go to somewhere else. Like,
so we sat down, I don't remember the exact timing of it, but we sat down as a team, all five of us, like grown ass adults, and we were like, look, guys, this shit is not working. Is there anywhere that you all are willing to go? Like all of us sat down, like we were literally like, okay, like we need to blow this shit up, trade for picks. Like blow the roster up, trade for picks. Like we sat down, we're like, okay, is there a team? Like, is this possible? Like, salary space? Like, can we go here? Can we do this? And like, all five of us like weighed our options, and the answer was no.
And so, was that pre-COVID?
Yes, that was pre-COVID.
Because part of the Seattle team's thing is all of them live wherever the hell they want to live, right? And like, App has a kid in Florida.
Yeah,
Jerry has a house.
Yeah,
you and Joey live together. Like, if you did decide to do that, that would have meant like for at least some of the teams, you would have to be like, who's gonna agree to go to Toronto? Like,
yeah, exactly. That was when land still existed. So, yeah, exactly. Like, there was like a whole like come to Jesus meeting basically right there to just like attempt to figure something out, but nothing came out of it.
So Sam, is it safe to say like the year is chalked for the Surge?
Shut up, bro. It's not chalked. I'm gonna kill every fucking day, and I'm gonna try, bro. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But at least I can say I tried. That's all that matters.
So I take it you're not running a sub anymore, right? That didn't last very long, did it?
It lasted 3 days.
3 days? Did you guys get smoked?
We played Chicago one of the days. I was absolutely having those idiots, and then
with the sub, bro, that'd be fine. Yeah.
No. So we scrimmed Chicago and then like three AM teams because we only played of the 3 days we actually only played like three series. So that's how that goes. But yeah, so Damon retired. Now I'm running.
Well, anyways, I mean Damon retired, right? But before we get into like him retiring, what he meant to COD and stuff, his performance on this game obviously wasn't that great, and he hated it, and he said it. He didn't think he was good, and that's why he sat down. Do you think like him not being on the team will allow you guys to be better now? Like, do you think someone coming in, like breath of fresh air, will help you guys?
I don't want to say no because it's Damon, but like I like truth be told, I'm so out of like options on how to get better this year that maybe Damon retiring was like, maybe we'll get better, dude. Like truth, like this is me being 100% honest with you guys. Like I truthfully don't know. Like Damon hated the game. His mindset about practice and like just playing the game, period, just wasn't good. He didn't enjoy it. He wasn't having fun. So, like, maybe Nick coming in, like, let's get better, guys. Like, maybe that's what we need, dude. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, the reason I asked that is because I was wondering.
I mean, on paper, no way you're going to take rid of Damon for Proto is going to make them better. But maybe the mindset.
Of course not.
But like, maybe I know Proto has always been like super aggressive. Maybe that'll help you guys on that map open
If we're actually talking logistics, like Casey and Damon switched back and forth based on comfortability on the flex role. Like they would use ARs on like different maps, better like on what they were feeling. So now that we have Nick, who is a literal dedicated sub, it makes like the transition of roles and like actually playing the game a lot easier because Casey is just permanent flex now.
Hmm. Did it blow your mind when he told you he was like retiring? That should
blow your mind seeing it. Like I didn't know he was going to retire this year, but I've known that he didn't want to play anymore because like I could just tell like his approach to the game just like again it just wasn't good and like he didn't it wasn't what it was before. So I figured after this game would probably be the time for him to do it, but like he wasn't getting on for scrims for a couple of days and I was like he was like awake. It wasn't like he was sleeping and just like not talking to us. Like he literally like tweeting. Like he just wasn't playing the game. I was like, okay, like, he's either benching himself because he doesn't want to play anymore, which I understand, or he's like retiring. So the third day comes and we're just like he's awake tweeting, like, Dame, are you good? Like he's just not talking to us. And then we get hit by our management and like they had a conversation with Dame and he's just like, yeah, I'm done.
Whoa, hold like, on.
So there was no talk of benching him or anything. He just basically did it all on his own.
Not our decision whatsoever. It was on his own merit. He literally just retired. Like there was no benching. There was no waited out. He literally retired.
That's hilarious. I'm just imagining Damon. He's been thinking about it for weeks, probably events, and he just was like, "Fuck this semester."
Like, to be honest, I think this is something that Damon's been thinking about for a long time.
100%. Like if
because he plays so many other games, like just nonstop.
Like Rust. I don't know like Damon's mindset about this, but like think about the last couple of years. Like World War II, he loved the game at the beginning, hated it, stopped playing for me. LOL, we sucked. And then, like, BO4, they won an event at the beginning. And then, like, he admitted to me, like, he didn't really care about the rest of the year. Like, things weren't going well. He didn't like playing the game. Same thing this year. Like, we started this year, like, on the back foot again. And he liked the beginning of this year. He liked getting better. And then he just, like, tapered off. So it's been a common thing for the last couple of years. And I guess this year he just said, fuck it, dude.
Yeah. And I always thought, like, the World War II time, to your point, like, it's not like he couldn't have got on another team. He wasn't horrible at the game. He just hated it.
He hated the game.
I respect Damon for making that decision because obviously he doesn't like the game, and he's not as good as he once was, and he knows that he just doesn't want to get on and play every day and not perform. Yeah. I respect that decision because like he could have easily just kept playing for years and collected a paycheck easily and just sat on a team and like not performed and stuff. So that's a great. I like that decision. I respect.
Like, I don't know his mindset, and I'm not going to speak on it because that would be wrong of me to do. Yeah. But like, I'm happy that he had like the state of mind and like the presence of mind to just say like I'm done. Like I don't want to play anymore. Like
I can speak. I can speak on like my retirement. What happens is you start playing on a team that's worse than the team that you're used to playing on. So I guess that would be Seattle Surge for him, right? And then you're in a position where you can't play with the people you want to play with, and you can't even do anything about it. To get into the position to play with the people you want to play with.
That's three checks right there. Hitting them all.
So that every single day you're not even enjoying the getting on and playing. Like you could have, there's a time in your past where you just actually wanted to play. You're playing for free every single day. You get on and play for the love of it every day. And now that that's gone and those things are there too, it's like.
The happiest I've ever seen him when we were scrimming is when we switched into main AR. And like he was having a blast, like relearning the game. Bro. Yeah, he was chilling. Like he was just doing what he wanted to do. He hated running the sub in this game. He hated it, especially with like all the GAs and like how the sub changed so much. Like he hated it even more. So like that was just like the final straw that broke the camel's back. And he was like, "Fuck it, I'm out of here."
Well, to echo what John said, like all those things, and then also like you get tired, so you're like, "I don't want to have to climb that ladder again. Like I've done it before. You know, I don't want to do that shit again. Like I'm at the bottom. I've got all the way back to the top." Did you read that message in chat, John? I just saw your
Phone. Like what? What is this guy talking about?
This guy goes, "Who cares about Pac-Man's retirement? Shut up, Pac." So mean. But no, like he just probably thought he's like, "I don't want to climb this ladder again, dude. It sucks." And if there was a time to retire, it would be now. So
I feel like, truth be told, I feel really shitty about the entire situation because of like how he went out, man. Like he's literally the greatest Call of Duty player of all time, or arguably the greatest Call of Duty player of all time. Grim. And it's just like he went from the Optic Dynasty, like an incredible career, to just like like Jordan on the Wizards.
Think about it. You finessed him twice, Sam. Like you joined his team.
Yeah, 100%.
You joined his team, and then you guys got clapped at champs while he was on the desk watching. And he comes back, he wins the event, and then you team.
I'm the Barlow Reaper, dude.
The Barlow Reaper, bro. Really, taking out goats.
But what a spot to go out, though. Like he is. I mean, the most celebrated and decorated Call of Duty player that there is that has retired at this point. Like, I think the next one behind him would be like something like Teep or something like that.
Yeah, like, in terms of like just championships and
accolades and championships. Yeah, he's up there, right? And it caught everybody out of like off guard. This guy's an actual legend of the game. It's huge. And I mean, when was the first time you even heard of him, man? Back in the day, was it like Black Ops 1? Really? Like, I know he's been playing forever, but.
I played against Karma and
Patty P knocking on the door.
Yeah, Black Ops 1, I feel like, yeah.
Black Ops 1.
Maybe, like, yeah, I don't remember him prior to that. Did he come from Xbox or PlayStation?
He came from, I'm pretty sure he started, like, World of War or something like that.
His first Call of Duty was World of War.
I feel like he was one of the PlayStation players for a bit.
No, it wasn't. It was World of War. It was COD 3.
World of War. Right. Well, COD 3. Well, yeah, but... That's the worst game ever.
Oh, yeah, he did play World of War. He was with, like, Merc and them who played that game. There was a... What pros came from World of War? It was, like, Karma. Did you play back then, Sam? Did you pay attention?
No, I played Call of Duty, but I didn't play competitive or anything.
Oh. Well, when did you start?
BO2.
BO2, okay. So, yeah, you know Damon.
Yeah, my first event was St. Louis when he clapped you in finals.
Ah, come on, man.
You actually played with that event, bro. Great time.
Yeah, I got second at that event. Oh, I fried you at that event, bro. Unreal.
Yeah, I took a map off you, bro. You lost to AM's prayers.
It's crazy, dude. Then you came back with the Grim Reaper and
you lost the CTF off AM's, bro. Wow. No discipline.
Well, I mean, outside of, like, obviously you can't speak for him, like his mental space and stuff, but like his ability, do you think he should have retired? Like you think he still had some gas in the tank to like compete at a high level?
I think his skill correlates directly to how much like he enjoys playing the game.
Okay.
100%. So, like, he hated this year, so he's not going to play well. Like, he wasn't passionate about practice. Like, he just didn't care. So, like, you can't expect someone to play well there. But if he's, like, if he likes his team, if he likes the game, then, dude, he's fucking Damon. I'm sure he's the, like, he'd be great. Mm.
Yo, so, Al, the whole chat wants me to ask you about Gunless. So, I'm just going to ask it like this.
Dude, I addressed this shit on stream. Right? Gunless? Dude. Okay. I said at the beginning of the year, I didn't want to play with Pierce because of his history with teams. I have no problem with Pierce out of the game. I like Pierce as a person. I get along with him extremely well. I don't want to play with him as his track record reflects and like his tendencies as a teammate. I just don't like.
Even
I
right
can't.
Now?
Right now, I play with him 140% right now. Is it possible? Listen, I would bait for Pierce in a heartbeat right now, but I can't because we can't get Pierce again. Anyway.
Yeah.
Since at the beginning of the year, yeah. I said that like I just didn't want that factor on my team because like as a Call of Duty player, I can't have like that in the back of my head. Like, oh shit, once like this guy's blown up a bunch of other times and like shit's happened. Like, Pierce is fucking gross. I would gladly slide in front of Pierce right now if I could, but I can't. So
Pierce is like, I feel like Pierce is like Rodman, bro. You just gotta deal with him, bro.
Dude,
you just gotta
figure it out. Honestly, that Pierce thing got blown. Dude, that Pierce thing got blown out of proportion so hard. I don't even know where it started. I think it was like he said like on the eavesdrop or something that I didn't want to play with him, and like that's where this started or something like that. But like, fuck it. Where's Pierce? I'm down. I don't know, dude. I couldn't build a roster with like his past and like something could possibly happen and just like blow up. You know what I mean? So like that was all. Like I love Pierce as a dude. I have no issue with Pierce.
He's gross
as a player. He's disgusting as a player. I love Pierce as a dude, but like I just couldn't have like peace of mind knowing that like that was a possibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was all. Like if y'all
brought up in every single team.
Literally every time I get 60 possibilities a day. Why don't you get Gunless? Where's Gunless?
Yeah, I would actually be surprised if Pierce plays on the team another team this season. I would.
I don't even think Pierce would play here if he wanted. Like, dude, I would play with Pierce 100%, but we can't. So can y'all motherfuckers stop tweeting me, bro?
All right, you heard it. Everybody tweet Sam right now.
I get it 8 times a day, dude. Oh, my God. It's not possible, bro. It's not possible.
So, well, go ahead, John.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to do a plug for the next thing. So, if you have a follow up question, you should ask it.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but you guys permanently benched Ian, right? Like, no questions asked. Just he had a bad series and you guys just benched his ass. Just you're just done.
Why'd you ask it like that?
Yo,
because Damon quit. And then Proto was starting, and I was like, all right, fuck.
Yeah,
I'm
just benched, bro.
Yeah, like, you're just not going to work with this.
I don't know how to put this answer without
sounding.
Nah, bro.
We deserve answers, though, honestly.
You wanted okay. the team.
Okay. Wait, okay. hold on.
The team of the
Another thing is, you guys are always tweeting and talking about broadcast, how we're coming at you guys, but you need to explain to us this enable situation, because we don't actually fucking understand why he's
not playing. I know, I shouldn't have fucking done this fucking podcast. So, when Ian got benched at the event, he came back with like fucking a week and a half of practice, dude. Like, we got shit on. He hadn't played the game. He came into a 100% broken system, and he played badly because he was supposed to play badly, bro. He's not going to come back and drop a 1.2. He played poorly. My whole team lost full, and we're like, fuck it. We're playing with Casey. Like, we have more reps with him. We're better at S&D with him. Like, we know what we're doing on the map at all times. Like, we scrim with Ian for 1 week, all this shit. And we were just like, fuck it, let's play with Casey again. So we put Casey back in. And then at this point, we had benched Ian twice. He hasn't scrimmed. I'm not even going to count the time that he came back, because that was literally a way. I could have not scrimmed and made more progress. So he came back, and it was a waste of time. So we brought him back twice. And at this point, we're like, dude, it's so unfair to this guy, like, to keep him coming back over and over and over and over and over again. And I talked to him about it. Like, I'm not going to say what was said, because that's between me and him. But he was just like, dude, like, this is a really fucked up situation. I don't want to, you know, like, just his mindset right there. I was like, okay, like, I'm not going to, like, I cannot have, like, a good state of mind bringing him back again.
So what happened was,
you expect him to come back with no practice for, like, 5 months and do well, bro.
Like, I mean, it's like Proto's been practicing more.
I'm getting absolutely shit on. Stop bringing me back, because you're just fucking up my stock going into next year.
Literally. That's probably, that's the best way I could put it.
Like, stop bringing me back, bro.
When you were explaining that, I was like, what is Sam
saying? TLDR, what John said. Stop bringing me back. I look like ash, because y'all are horrible.
Well, that makes sense.
That's the best way I could put it. Stop bringing me back, because y'all suck.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot there, but I just needed to know, because when we talk about enable on stream, I get actual tweets, and like Slack will come in the team speak and be like, Ant, you're a dick. And I'm like, what? Like, I don't know the dynamics. Dude. So now that you've told me that, that's all we needed to hear, Sam.
that whole situation is real fucked up. I mean, it makes
sense. You should know, Ant, yourself, how important your stock is in Call of Duty. Like, goes the wrong direction. If you're certain people, there's no getting it back.
I got my stock smoked by Aches, dude. It happens, bro. Well, here's one thing, though, Sam. Your stock's so high it won't even be affected by, like, this year. I feel like people still...
Well, I don't care about my stock. I care about fucking playing well and doing well and winning. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about my stock. I just want to
win. I don't think Sam's above the stock question.
I literally just want to fucking win. Beat someone other than the gorillas.
Like, 10 to 12 Call of Duty players who avoid the stock thing no matter what happens with their team any given point. There's like, okay, Ken's getting shit on. Kenny's getting shit on. Next year, you'll be like, who do you want to play with? But like, Kenny.
That's definitely facts. I don't know. Dude. I just I don't really care about like the public's perception of me. I just want to win, bro.
That's
like
a really
sitting
good
here, fucking losing. Can I just say that out loud? I'm probably gonna start breaking down, bro. I have not beat a single roster this year, other than the Gorillas, in a series.
And you
that
went
mattered.
From being dominant.
Yeah, we know,
like,
bro.
Bro, I'm so like your mental boom, bro.
Sam, you know what's crazy is I go into your series like expecting you to lose, which is statement.
Bro, you had us winning the event.
Well, now going forward, I'm having y'all losing every match.
He was the only one that had that. So
I had us in finals.
That was even before that prediction. I had that as a crazy expectation, like a crazy prediction. And I was hoping I'd be right so bad. just because it would have been wild.
I was hoping you were right, too, because then that would be some crazy gas. But
I thought that I could spark the fire underneath you guys to make you guys go hard and
take
the dub.
Next event, we got, Atlanta, Dallas, and Minnesota. Oh, so yeah. We can make something happen, you know what I'm saying? Like, come out hot.
Before you
catch fire real quick, first series against Atlanta.
It's possible, you know, but
yeah, it's possible.
It's not possible. You guys are chalked up, brother. But in real though, everybody goes to champs. So, you know, if you get the champs, you can make a run. It's definitely
shit,
a possible
bro.
Champs.
I don't even have Damon no more, bro. Fuck.
That's the one thing that you can continue to have hope for though, is that you will be at champs no matter what, right? So like,
I got absolutely not a champs now.
Wait, do you guys have 50 points or something like that, right?
We got 40.
You guys only
We got more than the Gorillas.
Okay. I don't what do you have to be to start in winners?
I think top what place is
I'll
it?
I'll tell you right now.
Ooh, I think it's top six. The oh, that's chalked.
No, yeah, that's pretty chalked.
Yeah, that's super chalked.
Top six?
I mean, no.
Yeah. Black said it's top eight.
Top eight. Top eight's not chalked. Oh, yeah. No, we got that.
Bro, top eight is not chalked. You're only 20 points out of top
eight. Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah, we'll beat Atlanta, and then we'll beat Minnesota or Dallas, and then we're in there.
Honestly.
The guys, what is the next event called? Is it Seattle?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. All right, yeah, my bad. Well, when you guys go to Minnesota,
you guys are fucked. You play Atlanta first match.
It's rough. What's up, John? What's your
even? Even as a good team, you guys have a rough bracket.
Yeah,
as a shit team,
we literally have the two of the top three teams in the game in our pool.
Yeah, that's tough. You're like praying that Minnesota doesn't like, you know, show up and be good online and win.
You guys are losing the Atlanta match, but you know
that ass.
But like,
yeah.
Shit. All right, well.
Unless the meta just changes, like there's just a random update like tomorrow.
Unfortunately, truly.
But anyways, I'm gonna do a plug for call-ins real quick. Yo, if you guys want to do call-ins and ask Sam, me, or Pac-Man a question, !! call-in in the chat. It'll tell you how to do it. You join the Discord, and we're gonna be taking like 10 people in here to ask a question, anything you want to ask, and we'll answer it to the best of our ability. But yeah,
there's gonna be some bullshit in here, bro. Like,
Sam, are you good? You want us to dial it?
There's gonna be some shit. Like, why'd you get shit on in World War II champs with Optic? Like, there's gonna be some.
All right, hold on, Sam.
I think you explained that in great detail before.
Sam,
I have. I came on here and super ranted, bro.
You're spiraling right now, Sam.
I'm spiraling.
We'll dial it back, dude. I'm sorry for the neighbor question.
They did push back the tournament 1 week, so like, you could have been playing Atlanta tomorrow. That's
wow,
good.
Thanks, Sean. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah,
it is. You get an extra week of practice with
that's
bro.
Facts. You're absolutely right, bro.
What are you talking about?
Look, you need.
I'm not lying. You're absolutely right.
Glass half full type of guy.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate that.
No, bro. You're not. You're not a glass half full type of guy.
Shit.
At all.
Don't be a fucking brick ant. Like,
next thing I want to talk about, John, is Sam's content. You've been grinding content.
Oh, yeah, he's been killing it.
I got to salvage the year, bro.
Yeah, so that's the second part of my question, though. Start off like, do you think, like, not performing has inspired you to go harder on content to realize what life might be like after, you know, winning championships? No,
you
seriously.
You think I'm retired?
Are you retiring?
No, it's serious, because I had that thought, too. Like, when my teams weren't doing as well, I was like, I need to start going hard on content, because I don't know how long this can last for. Is that an actual thought in your mind? Because I feel like you and I are both going hard.
No, but like I gotta make myself feel better about this year in some way. So I was just like, fuck it, I'm gonna start doing YouTube again. And then that's kind of just like, and quarantine hit, so I was bored as shit. So like I gotta entertain myself somehow. I gotta be productive in some way, because God knows we're not getting it done with COD. So I was just like, fuck it, dude, I'm gonna start YouTube again. And then that's basically just where it started.
You're not gonna stop, right? You're just gonna keep grinding. Don't stop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already, you know, I'm up here at this point, so fuck it.
What do you mean I'm up here at this point?
I gotta keep going, bro. This is the first time I've ever seen, right? I've done YouTube a bunch of times in my life, and I've never like seen traction like I have now. So now it's just like, I gotta keep going.
You just started grinding the streaming in too, right?
Streaming's different. I'm like super back and forth with that. I'm really bad at like time management when it comes to streaming and YouTube and scrims. It's just like, I get super overwhelmed mentally when I like do all of them. So I usually like pick one between YouTube and streaming and then like do that.
Yeah, I feel like you select an app all started to like stream and like make videos and stuff now. Like, you're like, let's just do something good with this year. Are you guys going to continue like stream scrims and shit just to like have some content?
We haven't streamed scrims at all.
Okay. Well, I thought you guys
we did it when we were losing full, because they were just like, yeah, fuck it, let's stream scrims.
All right.
I don't think that's happening.
Go ahead. Are we taking calls?
Yeah, I was going to get ready to take some call-ins because we got people in the Discord right now getting ready to come in. So I'm going to go up here. Sam, can you see the call-ins request? And you can just type in that chat if there's any question you don't want to answer. But I'm going to make you a moderator in Discord so you can see. So there you go. And then you should have the chat at the top says call-ins request.
Yeah.
All right. For those of you who want to join for the call-ins, exclamation point call-in.
Sensor in Seattle would be lit, Sam. What are your thoughts? Sensor. Yo, Doug was gassing the shit out of me on stream the other night. He's like, bro, you just need someone to run in front of you and drop a 0.8, but give you a 1.4, bro. Like, I can be that. Like, me and Brian undefeated in finals. Like, I could be that. He was gassing the shit out of himself. Bro. I was vibing.
All right.
They are undefeated in finals. The problem is when they don't get there, they get like 16th. But, you know.
Yeah, but when they get there,
though. When they get there, they are on point. Come on,
man. You guys... But when they get there.
All though. Right. So we have our first call in, bro. Our first call in, Pancake Nips. What up?
Nice. Dude? Pancake Nips.
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
Good. How you guys doing?
What's up, bro? Why is
it
Pancake
up?
Nips, bro?
Well, my gamer tag used to be Chubby Sausage when I was like 14. And then I got banned. So then. When I was 15, I made it Pancake Nips, and then it hasn't changed.
That's a good backstory. A
lot of maturity over those years.
Yeah, 7 years later, it doesn't seem like a great idea, but, you know.
Hey, you could always change it. I'm just saying.
Bro, stick to your guns. You know what? Stick to your guns, Nips. What's your question, bro?
I was actually going to ask you, Sam, if you think the GA of Merc is going to have any, like, large impact on the gun meta at all. Like,
no.
Are there other guns like the Grau? Or I saw Grau and Uzi and stuff, like, getting posted on, like, Tactical Rab and that kind of stuff, but...
Yeah, so, like, I've seen a lot of people are using the Uzi. I know Jerry's been using it a lot. I think it's, like, a really fucking good gun because of the like, 41 ammo or whatever it is gives it more damage. But, like, 10mm is just the issue. Like, that's the problem. G-ing a hipfire... Like, the hipfire on the MP5 is already godlike. Merc is not going to change it at all. Like, yeah, people run around, like, memeing with the Uzi, but... MP5 is the MP5.
Why didn't you guys get rid of the bullets then?
Don't ask me that question, John.
Who else am I supposed to ask? You're the one playing every day.
Vote.
His vote was to get rid of it.
No, my vote.
He runs an AR. His vote was demolished.
I'm getting ego chowed by Mac Melks across the map.
with the MP5, bro.
Legitimately think they should win the fight, too. That's the craziest part.
They do, and they're taking the chows because they win the chows. I can't knock the confidence, dude.
I would be stressed playing this game.
I can't knock the confidence, man.
That's
truly. Yeah. When I get shit on, like, I'm not even getting shit on anymore. I'm just, like, getting four-bulleted across the map by an MP5. Good shot.
Well, all right, Pancake Nips. Appreciate you, man.
When I was coaching
Austin, y'all.
Austin would get killed by a sub across the map, and then I know when he's tired because he would just say their gamer tag out loud. Mm. It doesn't matter who it is. He's like, ha. Dave Padee.
Dave Padee, huh?
All right, bring
that real, call, real man. Comfortable at home, huh, Dave? One shot, top pool.
Dude, oh my god.
Pancake Nips, what a guy.
What a great question out of Pancake Nips.
All right, bringing the next one in. Our moderator here is FaZe Ben J. Nism. And, he's bringing people in, so there we go. He's got our next one here. Cheek, you've been here every week, man. I keep sneaking in here, Cheek.
I tell you, I watch every week, man.
Much love.
Like this guy. Loyal viewer.
Much love, much respect.
All right, guys. Well, this one's for Octane.
Naturally.
Rapid fire. Easiest kill per team on the CDL.
Ooh, that's like 10 teams, bro. Can I pull up the list?
Go ahead, go for it. Right, you can say someone on your own team as well if you want to just throw them.
Okay, hold up. I gotta pull up let me pull up the list. Is there like rosters?
Easiest kill in the CDL.
I gotta pull up rosters.
Easiest on each team.
I gotta go team by team. Yeah, I gotta go team by team.
Rapid fire.
I gotta pull up the rosters.
Just like you gotta think about like, who gets shit on, man.
Yeah, no, you're for sure trying to start shit, but I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna give it to you. All right, Atlanta. Let's see. Atlanta, Tyler Abizi. That guy's fucking ass. Let's see. Chicago. Seth, he's also ass. Dallas. Online.
Wait, Dallas not good online? What?
Chill.
It's a different answer. Online, Clay. Mutineers. I don't know. I don't play those guys. They GA'd me, dude.
What?
Uh, Oh, you said Clay's ass?
I know my next question.
I'm just trying to. I'm just starting shit, bro. Royal Ravens.
They said what the shit?
Yo, Clay, I said online though. I said online. You're so good online, bro. Don't worry. LAG, all of them. Minnesota.
LAG, all of them. That's disrespect.
I don't even know in Minnesota, to be honest. Oh, they do have not. Oh, it was Spart, but they have not. I don't know. I'm going through all these, bro. My team, don't matter. Paris, Zed, Optic, Teach, 100%.
That's a great answer.
I got free licks.
Yeah, he is, bro.
That kid's free.
Eagle Chow's gonna give it to you for free, too.
New York is definitely Mac. That, all right, there you go. That's all 12.
All right. Thanks, Cheek.
Thank you, Cheek. Find out who he kills. All the team's best players.
Oh, shit. Don't disrespect Shotzi like that, man. Come on.
My bad.
Nah, I'll just play.
Wait, who is it for Dallas online? Oh, on land. Apologies.
On, yeah. Easiest kill on land. Hinder, bro. What? Guy's a liner.
Yo, Shabbat Daily. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, guys?
What's up, man?
I got a question for Octane.
What's up, bro?
Yo, if you can have like any COD pro, what's your dream roster like out of everyone?
Can I 4v4 or 5v5?
That's a good 5v5. Question. But what game? What game? This game?
Yeah, you gotta give me. You gotta give me a game.
It changes.
Yeah, this game. Yeah,
this game. Tyler or nah? Fuck Tyler. He's ass. We'll do Simp, Cell, me. Ken, and I need like someone that isn't dumb.
What are you trying to say about your other teammate?
I need like a backbone to the roster, you know, because you know we just go rogue, bro. We'll go rogue.
Slacked.
Yeah, Jerry. We'll put Jerry on there.
All right, shoot, Bob Daly.
Keeping the vibes up in the Seattle Surge camp.
Yep. Jerry's known for his vibes.
Why did it sound like Ross Cullen was like laying in bed chilling, bro?
Yeah, he was chilling.
He was slow, dude.
Oh, man.
I think Nubsy's in here. Should we even let him
in? Yeah, bro. Get Joey in here,
bro.
Let Joey come ask a question. What's up, bro?
What's up, hey, guys.
Hey, Coach Nubsy, what's going on, man?
What's up, bro?
How's it going, guys? Huge fan. Octane.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Nice to see you.
I do live down the hall from you before you answer this question or ask me
this
question.
Totally. Just kind of question going in, you know, there's been a lot of flack thrown around about your coaching staff currently on the Seattle Surge, you know. A lot of questions here and there, you know, tossed around, accountability, all that stuff. You know, truly, what do you think about that guy? I mean, realistically at this point, it seems like he's on his wit's end. So, thoughts?
About my coaching staff?
Yeah. How is he looking?
I think fall from grace really sums it up. You know, he came off last year, you know, some second places, you know, keeping Chance Moss in line. And then now it's just, I don't know, man. You don't even show up to scrims anymore. You don't wake up. It's just, I don't know, man. Fall from grace would probably be the easiest way for me to sum it up.
Does the coach have any response?
I just want to say that Sam gives everyone his best years, and then when I finally have him, he does this to me. So,
did you start getting more tweets and stuff after Clay came on the show and said your name?
He got bullied.
So what happened was I didn't.
I
even
cried himself to sleep. I could hear it through the walls.
Wait, oh, I didn't even know that podcast was like going on. I didn't even know what day it was, and then I got an email on my Surge email from this random guy, and he was like,
"What?
I'm not going to say exactly what it said because it was actually horrific. I'll send it to you guys, but it was violent." And he was like,
"Oh my,
yeah, don't worry about what these guys say. Don't worry about what that old man Clay says." And I was like, "Whoa, what? I'm watching 90 Day Fiance. Like, what did this guy say?" And I go and I listen to it, and I talked to Clay after because I'm not going to lie, I was pretty mad just because I felt like a lot of the claims were outlandish at the time because there was absolutely nothing to support them. But, you know, after, you know, hearing the backstory, it's all good. I think accountability is important, but at the end of the day, we're just all here to win, right?
Me fucking too.
What a beautiful...
Oh, we part of that was 90 Day Fiance, but I'm going to let that go.
Yeah, we let that rock. I'm kind of heated.
Hey, man.
Okay.
Sometimes that's what you need. When your team loses a few tournaments, a tub of ice cream and some 90-day fiancé, bro. I respect it.
We got to do it sometimes. All right, well, I'll get the real questions in here. Loving the show. Octane, a huge fan.
Hey, thank you, awesome. Man. Thank you.
All right, run the order. All right, bye, guys.
Okay.
Remember, call in, guys, if you guys want to ask us or Octane any questions, type it in the chat, and you guys can come on and ask some questions.
God, I love these call-ins, man. They're so fun. I almost just, by the way, I almost just spilled White Claw over my keyboard. That would have been tragic as I was trying to get the call-in.
Who's next?
Right. Matt, what's up, dude?
Nips to Matt. I'm sorry. Continue.
All good. So mine's kind of a two-parter. So what's it like living with Joey? Uh-huh. And then also, who has more controversial opinions, Joey's food opinions or Ant's cod opinions?
Okay, for the first one, it's fucking horrible. He doesn't know how to use a microwave. That's like the only thing that I could like sum it up. That's all you guys
There's
need
no
to
know. There's no way it's that bad, dude.
And he doesn't know how to boil water, bro. And the second one, I got it. Joey's food opinions are egregious, dude. Like
they really are.
He said this sentence to me the other day, bro. He goes, "I don't care how the food tastes. All I care about is texture." Like, imagine saying that. Like, he doesn't care about how his food tastes.
His opinions are absolutely atrocious.
Like, he doesn't eat sauce, bro.
Dude, I heard a couple of years ago he dipped a hot dog in chocolate pudding.
I watched him crush Doritos and sprinkle them on top of a hot dog. I watched him crush Doritos and sprinkle them on top of a hot dog.
That's actually on a fire, brother.
No. I watched it. He has eaten multiple times in his life. He has put chocolate chip cookies on burgers.
What?
That's foul. That's
the fattest thing I've ever heard. Seen it. That is the fat. I gotta see.
That's so foul.
All right, dude, this went from like a Call of Duty podcast to somehow talking about Joey Nubsy's food choices. First of all, Doritos on hot dogs are absolutely banging. I like at the cookout, shit's fire. But a cookie, dude, on a burger.
His least favorite food on the planet is pickles. If there is a pickle on the plate, not even contacting the food, if there's a pickle on the plate, he will not eat the food.
Hold on. Cookie on a burger.
Yes. So So his reaction, some like when you get him Chick-fil-A, you know how they put a pickle on the burger
on there,
or on the chicken sandwich. If there's a pickle on it, he will open it. He will cut the chicken in half, so only the top layer is gone. So like the pickle layer, and then he'll cut the bun in half that had the pickle in contact, and then eat the halves. Like,
yo,
what?
Hey, I don't actually like demons, myself. Like, you just kind of just take off the pickle and eat the sandwich.
He's got some demons, dog.
He's got demons.
Yo, Matt, hey, thank you for the question, brother.
Yeah, all good, guys. Have a good day. All
right. I shook that man's hands and he puts cookies on
chocolate chip cookies on burger.
Wait, who said that?
Shady. Nah, that's different.
Think about that shit, Shady.
Yo, first of all, a cookie on a burger is disgusting, but that's also so hefty, bro. That's the heftiest thing I've ever heard. Okay. Yo, how do you pronounce your name, dude?
Entei. It's like the Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Oh, wait, that's fire.
That is. Yeah, right now. Like that.
What's up?
First of all, Octane, huge fan, probably my favorite AR since like AW. So shout out to you. Second of all, I want to ask you. So Florida picked up Awakening. I know that LAG tested out with Spart. Has Seattle looked into picking up any top AMs to like from UIU or anything like that?
Numerous different occasions and numerous different players, and every single one of them has fallen through.
Damn, it seems chalked.
So Sam, which ones did you guys look at, if you can speak on it now?
Sam just spiraled.
Oh, poor Sam.
Yo! He said, damn, shit's chalked. Bro, that... Dude, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, it's never chalked. All that matters is what you think.
It's never fucking chalked.
I mean, I'm a huge Seattle fan.
Bro, you're good. You're good, bro. Don't worry about it.
I mean, you're trying to mind the top fan. Huge Seattle fan, though, that's got
to
be horse.
Yeah, nah, he has to be. He came in here with the fire, bro. He has to be.
Oh, but like, you can't. A huge Seattle fan?
That's crazy, right?
Octane carried me to this team because if it wasn't for Octane, bro, I would not fuck with Seattle at all.
Hey,
listen, bro. You're a huge Octane fan. That's fair. That's more fair.
Hey, I guess, like, kind of LeBron. He's like my LeBron.
LeBron!
All right.
Thank you for joining the call. Yeah, we should play some more. Yo, LeBron, you got a question?
I dragged him out. It was a good question, but I dragged him out. I can't be having a comparison.
Yo, no, bring him back. I had a question for you.
All right, you're back. Until you got that was a ridiculous statement. Right.
My God. I just got a LeBron comparison. I got to come here more often. All right,
he's back. You see him?
I mean, because, like, my friend, I don't know if you know, you've ever heard of him, Teske. He's a good friend of mine. He's my IRL, and he's a top AM right now. I mean, he was a lot better in BO4, but his stock definitely dropped in Modern Warfare. And he was telling me, like, a lot of beef that goes on in the AM scene. I was just like, a lot of these players could be getting picked up because, I mean, like, at least on for online because they're kind of fire online. I mean, Lance, different story.
Hell, online, Lance don't matter anymore, brother.
Right. I mean, like, Awakening, he was telling me he only got picked up because he's good at online. So I was kind of like, maybe Seattle could do something like that.
I mean, there's been a lot of discussion, man, and there's been a lot of options, and like
it's just a Mac, right?
Yeah,
I'm playing.
Yeah.
All right. Yo, NT, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. Big fan.
Peace. All right.
Yeah. LeBron. The fuck?
Hey, I fuck with that.
I dragged him out immediately.
Hey, I'm changing my fucking name, Serge LeBron.
Holy shit. Yo, wait, what? Pancake Nips, how'd you get back in? What's been?
Oh, wait, my ass
back in here.
All right, what's up, man?
Listen, I just heard like 5 minutes of disgusting eating habits from mm-hmm. Joey Nubsy, so mm-hmm. I want to hear some good opinions from you, all three of you. What's your go-to Postmates order for dinner?
Postmates,
whatever I'm feeling. Yeah, and I'm right? Postmates
like every single day. I don't know.
What's your go-to? You know what I mean.
Dude, I don't live in
nowhere. Man, you want to go first, bro? Just say your favorite meal, bro, because
sushi.
It's a little different out here. Sushi?
Okay, mine's also sushi.
Mine's
Sugarfish specifically.
I was going to say, like, sushi. That's a wide range. Sugarfish is fire.
What are... Yep. Sam's rich.
I've never posted it. It's like $77.
That shit is crazy. Hey, don't know what I'm doing. Hey.
Rock. Mine's some sort of pasta, I guess. Like, you know?
All right, Pancake Nips.
Tito's out here. It's fire.
Appreciate you.
I live in Canada. We only have like Uber Eats and Skip the Dishes. We don't really be getting like DoorDash or Postmates or anything like that. So I just wonder what is different for you guys.
It's the same thing.
All right. I'm going to get some COD questions in your pancake. Thank you, bro.
Grubhub, use code CDL.
Guy said, what do you order from Postmates? The fuck, I live in the middle of nowhere, bro. I use Grubhub.
Hey, what's that CDL segment with Grubhub where they just like tell you what's there?
Okay.
Who's next?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 more people left.
All right.
Yo, Milak.
How's it going, boys?
What's up, dude?
What's up, bro?
Huge fan of you guys, by the way. Question for Octane. What do you think it'll take for your team to get better and possibly win one of the three we have left?
Other than, like, a miracle? Changing our outlook on practice and actually like taking it seriously and like attempting to get better and like unchalking it probably.
Do you think that's the mindset of your team like, right now? Like,
with Nick, it's like definitely helped because he's coming in with the passion and he was like yelling at us for not calling out today, which was absolutely hilarious. So,
your substitute. Former amateur was the one.
Came in with the fire, bro. It was the first map of the day, first map of him playing on our team. The map ends, and he goes, yo, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing. I was like, fuck yeah, Nick, let's go, dude. So,
what about, how has Slack been in practice?
How has Jerry been in practice?
Yeah. Tell us the truth. Tell us
great,
your truth.
This great
your
question, time. John.
Yeah, Jerry takes practice super seriously. Mm. You know, ever since we switched to online, you know, he wakes up every day with a smile on his face and he puts his best foot forward.
100%. Wow. Slack has been the worst teammate ever from what I just heard.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
It's all good. You could. What is this smile you
have? Is Jerry in chat? Wait, is Jerry still in chat? Oh, man.
I mean, like, thank you for the question, man. I'll talk to you. What's up, Marky B?
He's not in chat anymore.
Marky B.
All right, our next call-in should be here very shortly, guys. Oh, what's up, Shady? How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
My brother Shady. What's up, man?
You guys headsets work? Okay.
Yeah, make sure to make sure.
You guys talk to you real quick.
Hey, I'm not worried. I'm off the clock. I'm off the clock, damn it.
All right. Yeah.
Big fan of the show, by the way. Love what you guys do. Sam, huge fan. Tough season, likewise, though. Tough season.
Hey, you know, it happens.
It happens. It happens to the best of them.
Yeah.
My question is, what are your current views on the first year of franchising, and what would you like to see change for the future of CDL?
I think that the structure needs to be revisited for events. I don't think that having individual home series is something that Call of Duty needs to have. I respect the idea and I respect the attempt, but I think that having open events and like an open event atmosphere was like the lifeblood of Call of Duty, and it's been for years and years and years. And like straying away from that and like not having every event at every team and just like restructuring how events are put on and they happen, just like it. I'm not really a huge fan of it. You know, obviously it's the first year. I'm not going to, you know, bash it, but I think that it needs to go back towards an open system and just like have every team there, like big prize pool, that kind of thing.
Have a few more with all the teams there, right?
If you have you can't have franchising and an open system though, right?
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, I mean,
like, teams lose to UIU.
There's just needs to be.
No, I mean, like similar to last year, where like you had pro brackets, but they were open events. If that makes sense, like they still felt like open events last year, but they weren't actually open events. Okay. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, like right. That. So just the atmosphere of the tournaments is what you're. It's more
Yeah. Because I think that like. Right. People can't get as involved this year. Like, I don't know, at least for me specifically, like when I'm at home watching an event, when I'm not like there for, you know, because we're not at every event, like it doesn't feel like it did last year, at least to me. So I mean,
well, I would say the biggest thing with this year is I feel like we need more, like all the teams need to be at events other than champs, right? Like absolutely. I think that that's like the most hype thing about this year is that all the teams are at champs.
It creates like the atmosphere of like legitimacy of event wins, it brings it even more.
Yeah, like, okay, oh, fucking sure. Chicago won. Oh, Atlanta and Dallas weren't there. Like,
part of probably what makes it not feel like an open event to you is not that the open teams are playing, like Minnesota, they were playing in the basement or the garage or whatever. That's kind of weird that they just weren't even seen. I forgot that they were there. But also, there's been the times where you've gone and lost to, like, you beat LAG and then you lost to Dallas.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, yeah, we lost, sure enough, but it doesn't feel like before, because Austin would say that too all the time. He'd say, like, that would just be us warming up. Like, that was just Friday. We're getting into this tournament, bro. Now you're just out. It's so quick nowadays.
It's just the structure of the event. Just
hasn't been based like that, like how, I guess, PC games are kind of like that.
In one and done.
You gotta go. One and done, you're out.
Give me some reps, bro. Damn.
The COD in the past has always been so much more rep-based, like you just said.
I think let's get to the next call-in.
Better atmosphere for events. Good question, Shady.
Yeah, thank you. You guys keep doing what you're doing. And if you guys have any astro problems, just DM me.
All right, dude. Okay, Shady. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Peace, Shady.
Hey, God, dude. Yo, are y'all, everyone good? Hello?
We got the next one coming in. J-Sick, what's up, man? How are you?
Yo, I'm good. So my question is, if Activision ever decides to make COD a multi-year game, what features and mechanics would be essential for competitive?
You mean for like more like a game's life cycle longer than 1 year?
Yeah, because I mean like rank the whole pro training already was full, like all right. 2 months into the game. So,
got you. I think that movement is definitely a top priority, like being able, like as far as the years have gone on, it's gotten worse and worse with like slide canceling and like all this is different, like game breaking mechanic stuff. So I think like going back, if there was a dolphin dive, wow, that'd be great. Maps, obviously, like maps are the core of Call of Duty. If the game is looked fondly upon, it's because of the maps, like 9 out of 10 times.
Spawns.
So I think spawns, obviously. So it's just like the core intricacies that there's no doors. It's just like it's just core things that everyone knows.
Everything has to be designed with the mind of that this game is going to be competitive.
Competitive, exactly.
If it's multi-year,
there needs to be number one a solid perk system.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be number one. So there has to be give and take between the perks. Like if you're running stuns or battle hardened or whatever tac mask is, you have to be able to, something has to be taken away from your class, like a good balance, kind of like Black Ops 2.
It can't be any crunch.
And then there needs to be, in my opinion, if you're gonna have a multi-year COD, there needs to be some sort of strategy that can be formed. So you need like smokes that are actually good smokes, not the ones with circles in them so people just run through them.
You need it, like, two-tack.
I think had something with strong arms, like you had to take a lot off your class to throw strong arm stuns and smokes, but it provided strategy to the game. Yeah, I agree. So, like, you need more than that, as opposed to just like, let's just hit A.
Specifically, like S&D. Like, what do you mean about like respawn? Like, what would respawn, you say?
I feel like you covered a lot of it, and I think that comes with the perk system, though. Well, one, you need three game modes, I think, or two really solid respawn game modes.
Do you think Call of Duty should always stay three game modes?
I think it has to. My opinion. I don't think. I mean, unless you're going to come out with a game that has like 20 maps, and with like 12 viable competitive maps, you're going to need three game modes.
Yeah,
you can't play three hardpoints on this game. What's the last Call of Duty where you could actually legitimately play three hardpoints in a series?
BO3.
BO3 probably, right?
Actually, yeah, BO3.
I think BO3 you could.
BO3 is godlike. We talked about that last episode.
Yeah, that's like the last one. So I think you're always going to need three modes. Hell, I'd even be... I mean, nah, it would never happen, but if there was a COD where you could play, like, Boots game one... Every jet game besides game three, and then Jetpack game three.
That'd be lit. Just play, like, AW comeback uplink game three.
Oh, my God, dude.
It'd be lit.
That would be kind of cool.
If I got to play Jetpack uplink again, man, oh, my God.
You know, if you could just veto, like... we're vetoing AW game three. Like, fuck, all right, we'll play Black Ops 3.
We're playing Fringe Link. Fuck.
Jason, I'm just going to end this with ranked, bro. Start there, and we'll go from there.
Oh, well, that's a completely
different. Yo, that's a feature. Yo, Jason, thank you, man, for the question. That was a good one.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Control slapped. No, it didn't. But okay.
We have one more question, and then we have three read questions from... Yo, TSL Fury, what's up, man?
What's going on, brothers? How y'all?
What's up, brother? Good. Wonderful.
Sam, I've got a question for you. So basically, how'd you make to the top, and how'd you get noticed?
I was really, really, really good online. I guess you could call me a warrior in AW and like Ghosts and back in those days. And then I went to events and like basically played the exact same. I just like shot really straight. That's kind of all I do. And then I made my way up through like the AM scene of like noticing that I wasn't completely horrible at Call of Duty. So I like went from, you know, like a top 24 team to a top 16 team to a top 12 team. And then eventually after placing like top 12 in back in like an open atmosphere, that was like what actually was like top 12 was like a good event even for an AM team. So I did that at UMG Orlando. Oh, Danny's in chat. He absolutely beat my ass that Sunday morning. I just kept playing online really, really well. It translated to LAN. I moved up teams, and then Zinni eventually asked me to be on a relegated pro league spot, and that's where it happened.
Well, that's all. I appreciate it, brother. I've always wondered how everybody makes the top, because like in my predicament, I haven't. Actually, okay, so chat. I'm in the Air Force, so I gotta serve my contract before I can start competing again. So I just always wonder what's the best way back to the top. So I appreciate it, brothers.
There we go, man. Yep, have a good service, man.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate you, man.
Good thing is, I think nowadays it's actually easier to get picked up on a good team.
100%.
You had to prove yourself over and over again.
Bro, if you slide cancel Lamar off a Heady, you're like in the league, bro.
Yeah, right away. I mean, right now is the best time ever because it's online, bro. You just like you start frying, dude. Like, yo, we need that guy. Yeah.
And you just get picked up.
I have never heard of so many people in it like until this year, and I'm literally playing against them in the league now. Like,
trust me, we're watching, brother.
They don't have to beat other pros. They like beat other AMs, and then they prove that they're a good AM team, and then they scrim a pro team, and then like, who the fuck is that kid? Like, right? Yeah. It's just way easier nowadays, in my opinion.
Mac, absolutely, bro. Mac is horrible, dude. No bullshit.
Oh my God. All right, yo, Nocturnal, what's up, dude?
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Wow, you got a good mic, dude. What is that?
It's the remote.
Oh, Brandon, my God. What's up, bro? Yeah,
it's Sammy.
Oh, this guy's literally a Navy SEAL, bro. Oh,
shit. Yo, my real question is, like, anybody can answer this question. Why hasn't Haggy actually been picked up? Because he grinds a lot. You know what I'm saying? I know people don't like him as a person because of what he's done, but, like, he's a really good player. And I see pros, like, I see pros gassing him on Twitter, but nobody vouches for my man, you know?
Yo, y'all's reaction are comedy. This is all you guys.
Bro, he didn't specify. Yo, Haggy's in the chat. He didn't specify who to answer, so this is on y'all. Host.
Yeah, I didn't specify. Anybody can answer this question.
Oh, yo. Mike Haggy's been playing since 2001, and he's burnt a lot of bridges.
Yep.
And also, in general, it's harder to get picked up as a player that's been around longer. People are more willing to give a chance to a guy that they know very little about that's been frying.
That's facts.
Like, they'll give a chance to Spart before they give a chance to Haggy, even though Haggy's better than Spart. They just more than likely know what they're going to get out of Haggy. And he's a guy that's been around. Haggy said, choose your words wisely.
Hold on. Choose your words wisely. What'd you talk about?
Haggy has burnt so many bridges in the community in one way or the other that people are less likely to take a chance on him. He has his friends and he has his the core people that like him and know at his core that he's a good person or whatever it is, but you have to weigh picking up Haggy against what he can possibly do to your team. Kind of like how I guess Sam was saying about Gunless earlier. It's like Haggy has been that way with many teams in the past, and they don't feel like he's frying like Gunless is frying. So it's like,
it's the trade-off isn't worth it to a lot of people.
Why do you pick him up too often? As opposed to someone else?
Yeah. And also, all the people that would pick him up to their team is like low key retired, so it's like tough for him now. Because I mean, even dating back to when I was playing, he was
trying on UIU though, bro. I don't think anyone thinks that Haggy's bad. Not like really bad. It's just why would you pick him up and add him to your team?
I mean, he would have to be disgusting for somebody to pick him up right now because of how he's just been in the past. People, it's too big of a risk. I mean, you got to think about it. We just talked about it like 30 minutes ago, how hard it is to make a change right now. So you didn't go through that much stress and make that tough of a change, like picking somebody up. And then
have you seen
the result in what's happened the last 20 times? It's like, that's why people haven't done it.
Have you seen my SMG?
I just hope to see my man back in the scene, like at the top, you know, because my man's been grinding, dog.
That's good gas, Brandon. That's good gas.
I hope he makes it back up there too. That's my friend, man. Above all, but he's done.
And your girlfriends aren't safe.
He's the last one.
He's done too much to hurt himself.
Coming eventually.
He's the last out of the four, bro. Everybody else is gone. You know.
Yeah. That doesn't hit me at all.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he's the last out of the four.
Haggy's not being on teams with no wives, bro. No wives.
All right. Yo, Nocturnal, thank you for the question, dude.
Yeah, for sure, brother. Have a nice night.
Wow, Haggy on the surge would be fucking catastrophic. Yeah. That's exactly why we can't pick him up.
Why do I feel like that was a coordinated question right there?
Yo, Haggy slid him a 5-star. He's like,
I think Haggy.
Haggy's never come in the chat during the podcast. Yeah. He knew that guy.
No, he was just here. Yeah, really. Yeah, sure. Go on there and give me a league spot.
Paid actor.
That's a paid actor, bro. Well, Haggy, I have seen the stream popping off, man. That's nice. Continue.
Yeah, I was crying on stream, bro. Okay, Haggy, that's passion, bro. I respect the fuck out of that.
I was pure in there, passion. Bro. I was trying to gas him up. He was trying to scrim, and I was like, nah, fam. Talk to chat. Yo, what's going on? I don't want to say your name. Chitaz?
Chitaz, bro. Come on.
Chitaz.
All right, guys. My question goes to Octane. You guys done the first ever like mid-series substitution, but everyone in the chat was typing it. What was the actual reason behind not using Teddy Rex, or have you tried that? You might as well try it, because I'm not going to lie, your team, apart from Apathy, they're just ass to search.
Yo, why did I come on here, bro?
Earlier. That's good gas. That's actually good. Never mind. That cancels out. So you want to know why we don't play with Teddy?
He might be an S&D star.
Because Teddy Rex is fucking buns.
All right, yo. Don't make him say that.
Sam, answer the question. I'm not making him say that.
I'm not. This is no knock to Teddy, but if it comes down to it on stage in a pro league environment, and you're in like a 1v1, and you've literally never been in the league and never played professionally, like I don't trust that.
Yeah. Like, even if I'm ass, and even if my whole team is ass, according to shit's ass, like I'm taking slack to the 1v1.
I mean, come on, is it really that?
It's like the 1v1.
You got to think from the people Sam's teamed with and played against and done like. he has a right to not want to play with somebody who hasn't competed at a top level.
People,
like that,
people, you know? People have been roasting me for not playing with Teddy. Like, who the fuck? Like, what, bro?
Yeah, who are you to say that? Yeah, I understand. All right, thank you. You're Cheek's brother, right?
Wait, I didn't take you in a one-on-one, bro. What do you mean?
I might take Shit's ass in a 1v1 for Seattle/Wisconsin.
Oh, shit. Also, Tyler starts shooting back and starts piping up again, bro. I can't believe it.
Yo.
That was dormant for months.
You know the guy earlier that called you LeBron? That's his brother.
Yeah, free cash. Let's go.
Yeah, it's Cheek and Shit's ass, dude. They're the homies.
Yeah, we'll team each
other. Wait, why do I feel like you're the same person, just on a different name?
No. I can drag him upstairs.
Okay, all right. Have a good one.
That's crazy, Jerry. He just came in here at your throat, bro. That's crazy.
There's been a wide range of Seattle Surge fans or haters.
I went from LeBron, your team is dog shit.
Holy.
All right, yo, Ben, you there?
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
First question. This is not really a question. It's a prompt, and you know, Sam, feel free to tell the story if you want. Mike in the chat mentioned about an infamous flight that you and him were on once, and that something happened to a passenger.
A flight?
Yeah.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there goes that.
Bullshit. I actually don't know what you're talking about right now.
So, Mike mentioned in the chat that there was a flight that you and him were on, and some guy had a heart attack once.
Okay. I feel like I'm getting like trolled right now. Like this is like a Twitch troll.
I guess you're getting trolled.
Like, I'm about to get like D's nuts or something. Like I don't know what that's about.
I think I'd remember somebody having a heart attack.
Yeah, I don't remember a dude having a heart attack on my plane.
All right, Ben. Next one, dude.
All right, well, that's a bonker fight. Let's see here.
Phase Ben, bro.
So we have another question from Zay. And this is not really related to, I guess, kind of like topical in the league. Question from Zay is, what would it take for Spart to get another chance on LA Gorillas?
It's chalked for this year. He got shit on way too.
Yeah, I think he did that a lot of times.
And also, there's nothing for him to do. Like, what can he even go do? There's nothing for him. He hasn't, like, he can't. He already had his chance, and he didn't seize it, so there's nothing he could do.
As an Amro, it wasn't coming up. You couldn't ask to have more time.
Yeah.
100%. Like, you really couldn't.
It's, you got events on events, dude.
That is the end of that. There's no other answer to that.
Yeah, I don't even think...
Dude, Jerry's talking shit to Shit's ass, dude.
To answer you in the chat, Trayvon, they're alternating like event finals casters, so different casters, different finals. What's the next one, Ben?
So last question. This one is from Sway, and Sam. He asked. He saw that there was some chatter on Twitter. From your coach and some other associated personnel, that you guys are blacklisted. And he was wondering if that was a joke or if there's actually something
going on with our teams.
Wait, really?
Most certainly not a joke.
Wait, what are the details of it?
We don't get scrims anymore because either we're ass or we were never on time. So we scrimmed three pro teams. Yes, that has been a thing for,
I mean,
2 months.
To be fair, it's a real thing. I had so many scrims booked with Seattle, and then the day of, Joey would just hit me up and be like, you know what? I'm sure you're not surprised, but yeah, Apathy's buying a house or something, and so we're not playing today.
Damn, man, nobody's understanding. Like, bro, App was having a kid and stuff. Like, come on.
I think every team's understanding a couple times. That's the thing.
A couple times, yeah. Bro, there was a statistic that Doug on LAG, because I guess he just like loves numbers or whatever. There was a statistic, we played them 23 times. We were scheduled to play them 23 times. Of those 23 times, we played them 15, and of those 15 series, we finished every map 4 times.
Wow. Yeah, that's pathetic.
We're super duper blacklisted. Like, Zinni
is doing a great job of like getting you guys in line.
Why does he have that? Why does he have that stat? That's Doug, dude. I don't know.
He's bored.
And it's not Joey's fault, bro. We're all grown ass men.
Yeah, that's true.
That's his responsibility to make you up for your job.
Sad, dude. What the fuck was happening, bro? Why the fuck were you guys not getting it?
I'm not getting into it, bro.
I was like, getting the DOMs, and it's like, no one's trying to finish St. Petro.
We hit Petro, and we're
shocked. That's sad, brother. It's crazy. Well,
do we have any more questions?
We have one more question by a special guest.
Let's go. Who's our special guest? Oh, Looney, what's up, dude?
Oh my God, what's up, Dan? Big fan, guys.
What's up, Dan?
Yeah, this is pretty much stealing from Sheen's tweet. Best main AR in one game. Like, if you just best main AR ever, but just in one title. He said Cap in Black Ops 1 has been the best main AR we've ever seen.
I didn't play Cap.
Let's stick with modern era. Black Ops 2 and forward.
I can't be formal. Fucking. there it is. That's honestly probably the answer. No bullshit. What?
IW formal? Slasher swears up and down that he was the best player at that game.
He was the best player at the end of the year. Wasn't the best player at that game.
Ooh.
Also, was ass at that game. Prayers.
Black Ops 4
is pretty good. I think IW formal, like, if it's like super specific, not game wide, I'd go like end of BO3, end of IW Austin, like BO4 me, like IW champs Matt. Like, you get super duper specific with shit. Like, you like AW Clay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, one of
One of
like champs AW Clay.
Like, peak AR performance is like champs Matt for sure. Like, AW Clay obviously was up there. Like, there's a lot of different candidates for sure.
Well, actually, all right.
I was thinking about that when I saw Gene's tweet. I was like thinking this out.
Yeah, if you do a peak performance, yeah.
What about you, Dan? Who do you think?
I think Slasher IW just because of the bounce back.
Yeah, he was
like top 24 Anaheim to go second.
Wait, was that they boot camped after that, right? They all like went to North Carolina and just like tried.
He was hard carrying.
I'm not sure,
bro.
I think that's when that Austin, you're in here. Was that when that was? I'm pretty sure it was.
AW formal might have been
AW formal game. Like I
that's year long. Yeah, that's year long.
Yeah.
Clay is a good one too.
I wasn't a pro for all AW, so like the only time I ever played Matt was when Dan, like you and I were on Team Danny, and like towards the end of the year, so like I didn't know how good Matt was at the entire game.
Let's flip the question. What's the best as an AR? What's like the hardest sub that you played against at any particular time?
Like peak hardest sub performance?
Peak sub performance that you have played against. I was gonna say the same answer for this for myself, but.
Just like the best sub I've ever played against. World War II
methods, dude. Come on.
I'm talking about Blacklist.
never mind.
I'd go AW, Seth or Kyler. World War II Ken. So yeah, AW, Seth and Kyler, World War II Ken, Chris at the end of last year. John was really good at BO3 too.
Yeah, I was gonna go with that one.
Black Ops 3, John was ridiculous.
Yeah, BO3, John was crazy. And I'd probably go John.
AW Hook.
I can't pick one of those, bro. Like you're gonna pick between Seth and Kyler and AW. Or like,
well, what's the hardest team you've ever had to play?
The hardest team I've ever had to play is the Optic Dynasty, for like easily.
AW Optic was ridiculous.
Yeah, we got clapped six months in a row by Optic.
we got clapped. I got clapped the full year. I went 1-15 against Optic in AW.
Yeah, that's tragic.
I think Zuma AW is a good one too.
Tommy is dummy good at AW.
Second half,
I think Kyler was way harder to kill than Tommy. Tommy would like in straight gunfights. Tommy was just like everywhere.
Tommy had the gunny, bro.
No, he did. But Kyler was kidding you off the impossible.
I think Kyler was the best. In 1v1 gunfights in AW, Kyler was undefeated and just straight up gunfights.
Him and Krim. Right? Wait, hold on. Kyler AW and Krim in like beginning of Ghost and of Black Ops 2 were like the two best players.
Dude, I wish I competed then, dude. Like
end of Ghost was Matt. End of Ghost Matt was different.
Yeah, the end of Ghost Matt was different.
I didn't have a problem killing him in that game. I think that his team set him up to
the beginning of Ghost. Krim was literally fucking unkillable, bro.
Like I competed back then, but I wasn't a pro, obviously. Like, I wish that I played in Ghost and BO2 to like play against Complexity and like.
You would have got ran, bro. You're right.
I would have 100%. I wouldn't have stand a chance, but I just wanted to play them. Just like,
all right.
I got clapped by Optic for years. Which was like, I could talk to
them that would have been able to compete with their team. Their team was just really solid. Yeah.
All right.
Every time I talk to people,
good answer.
Thanks for
the
question, Dan. Yeah. Appreciate you, man.
Good question. Yeah. Man. All right. Let's get on Val. Let's go. Peace out.
Is there anything else you wanted to address before we wrap up the episode, Sam?
No, I think I'm good, man. We touched on a lot of stuff.
We need a weekly clown, but I think we decided it was going to be Krim.
Trim? Oh, horrible. Trim for the Jack in the Box ad, dude.
That was literally the worst Jack in the whole day. The worst ad. Yeah, literally ruined my
I tweeted him. Dana has to love him, bro, because she had to tweet. She had to, like, feed him and, like, film that.
Film
like,
it, bro.
And probably not even one take.
Yeah,
for sure. No, let's do it again. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Krim's the weekend clown for that, bro. What was he eating? Were those tacos? Like,
Jack, I don't even know, bro. I don't know.
I watched it once and I was like, that. And my instant thought was, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. And I'm never going to Jack and Buck.
Yeah. Well, all right, Sam, I appreciate you coming on the show, brother. That was fun, man.
Absolutely, man. Pleasure.
Thank you, man. Appreciate all you guys coming out. For those of you watching on YouTube, make sure you leave a like. For those that are on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, give us a 5-star. And go check out Sam on his YouTube. I think it's just Octane Sam, right?
That is correct.
It's just Octane Sam on YouTube and Twitter. Go check him out. Much love, everybody on Twitch. And as always, we'll see you guys next week.